Podcast Help Desk number 68 for November 20th, 2015.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. To keep your podcast running smoothly, it takes some tech. That's what Podcast Help Desk is here for, to smooth out the geek speak and put it in, more or less, plain English. The main audience for this podcast is those who have podcasts and want to tweak the tech to get better sound, a better website, a more reliable feed, or a more streamlined workflow. Also, for podcasting beginners that don't want to make all the mistakes themselves. Here's your host, Mike Dell.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is Mike, and this is Podcast Help Desk. Hope everybody had a good week. And first off, I'd like to say I'm sorry about last week's episode. For some of you, it came out screwed up. And I'll go into that a little bit in the next segment. But got a little bit of interesting articles, I guess. One of them says, move over, millennials. Seniors are discovering podcasting, too. It says 46% of the podcast audience is over age 45. I'd say probably a lot of the podcasters are too. I don't know a lot of millennials that are into either listening or doing podcasts. I mean, I'm sure they're out there, but most of the podcasters I listen to are of a certain age. And maybe that's just me, but you know, I don't know a ton of younger podcasters. And like I said, I'm sure they're out there. And I've helped, dozens and hundreds of them probably and didn't really know it. But anyway, it's an interesting article. It's about some guy starting a history podcast, and he's 66 years old. And it's kind of neat. It was a press release, but I still thought it was interesting. So I went ahead and clipped it, and there'll be a link in the show notes. And let's see. Howard Stern demonstrates the value of live radio over podcasting. I don't really agree with this. This was by Darren Johnson over at Campus News. And he's near the end of his contract with Sirius XM. And he's beaten up he's been beaten up a good deal lately, including by this other columnist in the link, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and geez, yeah, I'm really doing good reading these articles. That's why I don't read in my podcast generally. But the gist of it is they're trying to say that XM is more effective than podcasts because some porn star actress did an HIV test live. And that was somehow going to have more news value on XM radio. And I've gone through this before. XM, if you take out Howard Stern, Howard Stern's the outlier on XM, but if you took him out of the mix, the average show at any one time or average channel on XM, however many hundreds of channels they have, has 12 listeners or some silly stat like that, but it's not much. So you've got more reach doing a podcast from your basement than most XM radio shows. Now, I'm not saying that XM Sirius is a bad thing. It's actually, it was great when I was on the road a lot and didn't have podcasting. I had an XM radio and it was great. You'd set it and forget it. You didn't have to worry about you coming in and out of radio stations. And, you know, the content was generally better because there was more variety, so you could generally find something you wanted. That's the beauty of podcasting, is you can find a podcast about anything. And I mean anything, including underwater basket weaving. If you heard my show a couple weeks ago, I played a clip from the new media show where Todd and Rob were bragging up underwaterbasketweaving.net. But anyway, that's a fake podcast, really, but it's still pretty funny. And the last thing is, I got a mention in an article over on Medium. Harry Duran did an article, and I'll just go through this because it's kind of interesting, the podcasts that he picked. as being, well, here's the title. It started out as 28 podcasts, so meta. They all cover the topic of podcasting itself. And then that was revised to 38 because, of course, everybody blasted him and said, hey, you forgot this one. Hey, you forgot that one. And I'm sure he did a lot of rewriting. So now it's up to 38. But he mentioned, you know, all of the ones I listen to and endorse and some that I don't really know why they're there. But, hey, whatever. But, of course, first on the list is Ask the Podcast Coach, a show that I've participated in pretty much from the beginning, either as a guest or a caller or even guest host a couple of times. So check that out, Ask the Podcast Coach. That's Dave Jackson and Jim Coulson. And, of course, the Audacity to Podcast with Daniel J. Lewis, who I will talk about in the next segment as well. But you all know him, Audacity to Podcast. Cashflow Podcasting. I've never heard of that one. It's Ben Kruger. He's a chief podcast strategist. And I'm going to have to listen to that one. Never have, but it might be interesting. Of course, The Feed by Libsyn. That's their official podcast over there at Libsyn with Elsie and Rob. And it's pretty entertaining and pretty informative most of the time, and I do listen to that one. Here's one I have not heard of, and it sounds interesting. I might have to check it out. It's called For the Love of Podcasting. It's a podcast about podcasts, one man's spiritual quest to discover how audio sausage gets made. That's an interesting description. And, of course, one I've talked about, I do not, N-O-T, not endorse this, but it's listed here, and I guess rightly so, is the Free Podcast Course by John Lee Dumas. Well, you get what you pay for, and or sometimes not, in his case. I mean, I don't dislike John, but he definitely gives some bad advice in that Free Podcast Course. There's lots of good advice, and if you do everything he says to do, you'll have a podcast. You won't have the same success he does because he's not telling you everything, and he's giving you a few bad pointers as well, in my humble opinion. But like I said, that's over there. Free Podcast Course with John Lee Dumas. How Sound. Never heard of that. That's a backstory to great radio storytelling, hosted by Rob Rosenthal. That sounds like an NPR-ish type podcast. Might be interesting. Intro Machine. It's a podcast designed to help build a better podcast, learn to create great audio, and make your show even more awesome with easily learned and applied audio production techniques. So that's probably interesting. I've never listened to that one either. So, like I said, I'm learning something from this article, and you can too. You know, always could use some production assistance. Like I said, in the next segment, we're going to talk a lot about audio production or misproduction. Mic Science. That's the testing grounds for growing existing businesses through podcasting. And that might be, might not be a podcast about podcasting, but could be interesting. That's Vernon Foster. I've dealt with him on the social media networks and whatnot, so probably knows what he's talking about. So I am definitely going to give that a check out. The Money Cast. That's the number one. The number one question new and old podcasters ask is, how can I make money with my podcast? And it looks like it's all about monetizing podcasts. That could be good too if that's your goal. The New Media Show. And, I'm all for that. That's hosted by Todd Cochran, Rob Greenlee. I listen to it all the time. I'm on it live sometimes. And it's a good show. Todd and Rob really go deep into the industry on that show. A Patreon podcast. I don't know if that's all about podcasting. I think that's probably all about fundraising for podcasters and other creators out there. Nothing wrong with Patreon. I just opened a Patreon account, which I'll tell you about at the end of the show. So I might have to listen to their podcast just to see what it's about. It's one called Pod Pod Pod, a curated playlist of just the best podcasts. I don't know. Podcast Answer Man. That's my friend Cliff Ravenscraft. And I haven't really been listening to his podcast lately. It's kind of taken a turn for the fitness and life coaching, which is fine. It's great. But I just have a certain amount of time to listen to this stuff, and I lately have not been listening to Cliff's stuff. Cliff and I disagree on maybe one thing when it comes to podcasting, and he's got his reasons, I got mine, and we're all good with that. Talking about Feedburner, but we're not going to beat that horse. The Podcast Digest. That is, find the best new shows, old shows, big shows, and small shows of all kinds. Interviews and recommendations from across the web. That's Dan Lizette, I think. Yeah, I'm terrible at names. But anyway, I might check that one out. Hey, Podcast Help Desk. I'm in there. Podcast Junkies. That's one that I haven't listened to a lot. I do listen to it from time to time, and I know some of the hosts over there. In fact, Harry is one of them. So, well, actually, he is the host, but I haven't listened to it a lot. Dan Benjamin does one called The Podcast Method. And Dan definitely has his way of doing things, and it's somewhat different than others, and there's nothing wrong with it. And what the heck? Dan knows what he's talking about. He's the creator of the 5x5 network, which has been very successful, so he must know something. The Podcast Producers. That's just a 10-part audio series focusing on subjects related to the art and business of podcasting. That's by Corey Coates, who I've met at Corey Coates and Jessica Rhodes. But I've met Corey at the New Media Expo in Las Vegas. I know I've dealt with him online as well, but I have not listened to that podcast. I'll put that on my list. Podcast Report with Paul Culligan. Paul's been around podcasting as long as I have, and maybe longer, and he writes books, and he's a real go-getter entrepreneur type, and does pretty good with it, I suppose, and his show is awesome, so go check that out, The Podcast Report. Podcast Talent Coach, that's Eric K. Johnson, and that's a good show. I listen to it periodically. A lot of these I don't subscribe to, but I do catch an episode from time to time. Podcasters Group Therapy. That's Corey Finneran, Tawny Finneran, and Nick Suberling. And it's kind of a round table chat thing. And I guess Nick is out for a while, and they're looking for some guest hosts to fill in while he's out. I don't know what he's out for, but anyway, I've volunteered for that, so you might hear me on that show, Podcasters Group Therapy. Podcasters Roundtable, I was on the very first one. That's Ray Ortega and Daniel Lewis and Dave Jackson, usually. And then they bring on some other podcasters, and they just have a big roundtable about a certain subject. Like I said, I was on the very first one and haven't been asked back, darn it. Of course, when I interviewed Ray a few episodes ago there, I gave him a little crap about that. I should be on there at least once every 60 or so shows. I mean, come on. Podcasting 101. I have to admit, I have not listened to this one. I've known about it. I've actually subscribed to it, and I have not pressed play on any of it. So one of these days I will. The host is called the Angry Ginger. I assume the guy's redheaded. I don't know. Don't know nothing about it. Podcraft. That one I also know about and have not listened to, but that's very similar to what we do here. He talks, about how to grow from a novice podcaster to a confident podcaster, and covers all the skills, equipment, and whatnot. So we'll check that one out. ProfitCast. Now, see, I like ProfitCast. I don't see why that would be in this list of podcasts about podcasting. It's not just about podcasting, but hey, it's a good show, so go check it out. It's The Real Brian. And let's see, PowerPress Podcast. And that's the Blueberry Team shares their biweekly new podcaster tips and all that. That's hosted by Mackenzie Bennett now. She works in the Columbus office for Raw Voice and Blueberry. And she's a beginner podcaster. In fact, I went down there a couple months ago and set up the studio down there for her, and then spent hours on the phone getting all the settings right. And I think we got it nailed down now. And she puts out an episode every 2 weeks. Sometimes it's with me or Todd or Angelo or somebody else from the team. And I believe she's got next week a guest that's not part of the Blueberry team. So that should be interesting. It's one called The Pub. I know nothing about it other than what it says here. It says, Current's weekly podcast about news and trends in public and nonprofit media. So, okay, that could be all about podcasting. Not sure. Of course, we got the School of Podcasting. That's Dave Jackson's main podcast, and it's awesome. You've heard all about it here, and you probably listened to it. She Podcast, that's not a really new show, but it's not been around a ton. That's hosted by Jessica, Kofferman and Elsie Escobar from Libsyn. Elsie is in fact, she was just honored by being wrote up in Entrepreneur Magazine. So I'll try to grab a link to that, and you can read that article. But it's a show basically for women who want a podcast. So I haven't listened to it, but I have it on my list. Show Me Your Mic. And it's by Chris Ennis over at, I forget what the network. What is the network? Can't tell. Anyways, it's a network. But that's his show about podcasting. And he interviews other podcasters. He's a friend of Dan Benjamin, so he's had Dan on there a few times. And it's a good show. It's out of Canada. And I listen to it periodically. I am subscribed, but I don't always listen to it. Let's see. Showrunner, a weekly podcast about podcasting. Hosted by veteran podcasters Jared Morris and Johnny Naster. And I really don't know a whole lot about them, so I will have to add that to my list. Spreaker Live Show, of course, that's Rob Greenlee, who's the head of content for Spreaker, and also, again, hosts the new media show with Todd Cochran. So it's an interesting show. It's done on Spreaker Live, I believe, on Wednesday nights, I want to say, or on Wednesdays anyway. But it's also put out as a podcast, and it's worth listening to. Of course, Startup. Now, yeah, it's kind of about podcasting, but it's really about starting a business and not necessarily always about podcasting. So I question whether that should be on the list, but it's a very popular show. I listen to it. It's good and all that. Tape, a radio show about people who make radio. Well, see, that's more like radio, not podcasting, even though it's a podcast. It's probably really good. I haven't listened to it, but it's on my list. In fact, all these things are going to be on my list to check out, with the exception of the free podcast course, of course. And here's another one that sounds very, very, what do you call it? Entrepreneurship related, called Your First 10K Downloads. And it's by Chris Tyrone and Lacey Yoseli. I don't know. I can't. I'm terrible with names, but I may check that one out. Wolf Den focuses on starting and growing a new business and interviews others who are influencing the business of new media. Yeah, might be all right. It's by Adam Sachs. So we'll check it out. Anyway, that's the list that he has up there. Link to that in the show notes. That's from Harry Duran over on Medium. So for those of you who tried to listen to my On the Road show last week, may have had a problem listening to the section that was actually recorded on the road. And it turned out to be a real brain twister for me. So I've never had that problem. And I couldn't figure it out because I could listen to it in my headphones. It sounded fine. Listen to it on the computer. It sounded fine. Listen to it on my iPhone with the headphones. It sounded fine. Listen to it on my iPhone plugged into my stereo in the car. It sounded fine. But if I played it with my iPhone or iPad just out of the speaker, it was blank. So that whole center section of the podcast was blank. Like, well, what in the heck is that all about? So I attempted to do a repost. You probably got that as well. And the repost was just as screwed up. So at least initially, it's fixed now. After about 2 days of head scratching and inquiring. And I have to thank Daniel J. Lewis for identifying the problem. Of course, he had no way of identifying the cause, so that was left up to me. And I thought I had it all figured out, you know. Well, here's what the problem was. I call it inverted audio, but it wasn't really that. And if you look up inverted audio, it comes up with some brand name of something that I didn't dig into. But it's not what I had. The problem I had was the audio file from my recorder, the left channel and the right channel were mirrored. So if you look at the waveform in Audacity or Audition or whatever editing where you can see the waveform, the top waveform, which was, is that the left channel or the right? I don't know. Whatever. The right channel was a mirror image of the left channel. So it sounded great if you were listening to it in stereo, but if you were listening to it in mono, the left channel canceled out the right channel because the waveform was inverted on the second channel. And I couldn't figure out for the life of me, how in the heck did that happen? Well, I thought I had it figured out. I had bought a new cord, the cord that I had been using, the XLR to 3.5 millimeter stereo plug that I would use on my portable recorder was, you know, it was flaky. So, you know, I'd wiggle it and one channel would cut out and it just, you know, wasn't reliable. So I ordered a new cable. Of course, I had yet another cable, but it was really short. It was just an adapter, basically. And then I just put a regular XLR cable on that. And that worked, but I didn't want to carry around that whole, you know, the adapter and another cable and da-da-da-da-da, you know. So I ordered a cable, and it's a big, thick thing, and, you know, it's made for heavy-duty. It's got, you know, spring-loaded connectors on it so you don't put stress on the connection and all that. I mean, it's a real fancy cable, but it has this big honking end on it that looked initially like it wasn't going into the recorder all the way. So, you know, when I would plug it in, and I'm doing it now, but, you know, now that I look at it, it does actually go in all the way. It just doesn't look like it is. But it's definitely solid, and it does work, because I have a test file that I'm going to drop in right here. This is a test file to verify that the new cable that I thought was the problem is not really the problem. The problem was a setting on the portable recorder. So if you heard that, which I know you will because I will have tested this a lot before I post it, but since you heard that, that was the same cable into the same recorder, into the same microphone, and processed exactly the same. The only difference was a setting that I had never messed with on this recorder. So I don't know when this happened or how this happened. Or maybe I just got lucky and it never caused a problem before. But there was a setting on my recorder that said mic input mic type. And I never messed with it. I didn't even know it existed. Well, come to find out, what it was you could tell it whether it was a stereo mic or a mono mic. You can get, you know, a cable that plugs into the recorder and the mic jack that has two microphones on it, one for the left channel, one for the right channel. That's a stereo mic. Of course, I don't own anything like that, so everything that I've ever plugged into it was a mono mic. And I guess when it thinks it's a stereo mic, it inverts the audio in the file. And when it thinks it's a mono mic, it does two channels of the exact same thing, which is what I'm going for anyway. So, and it doesn't even need to be two channels. It'd be fine if it recorded it in mono, because most of the time I put these podcasts out as mono. And that was the other problem. Like I said, I did try it as stereo. That was the repost. I tried as stereo. And anyway, that's beside the point. The thing about it is, dang, I didn't realize that that setting was there, and I didn't test it in all modes. You know, I always tested it listening to it on my computer, then I would listen to it on my iPhone with the headphones, and then my iPhone plugged into the car, but I almost never listened to it through the single speaker on an iPhone or the single speaker on my iPad, which is now on my checklist of things to check when you post an episode. So that's just, that's how it is. And thanks very much to Daniel J. Lewis over at Audacity to Podcast. He said, helped me discover that inverted audio. And Dave Jackson for alerting me that there was a problem. So apparently whatever mode he listens in, that inverted audio problem manifested itself, and I had a couple Twitter comments that it was blank for 80% of the podcast, so sorry about that, and I will endeavor to never have that happen again. I'm going to be listening to myself over and over and over and over again before I publish these things, just to be sure. So with that, on to bigger, better things. Did you plug it in? That's usually the first question you get when you call any sort of tech support. And I know to some of us who are geekier than others of us, that can be a little annoying, but I kind of understand it now that I've been working in tech support for a while. Sometimes it is the simple things that get you. And I just kind of wanted to go through that to just let you know that, you know, we're not trying to insult you when we ask you if you've plugged it in, or the podcast equivalent to that is, what is your feed address? Or something like that. You know, I get that all the time where, you know, especially with the statistics system. If you're not hosting with Blueberry, the statistics system, the free statistics or even the paid, can be a little bit tricky to set up. There's more than one step, and you know people don't realize that. And so the first thing I ask is, have you implemented the stats in your, you know, however you generate your feed, wherever you post your episodes, have you put the redirect code in there, you know, and that's the equivalent. Did you plug it in? Did you activate it? You know, and those of us who are a little on the geekier side, and that usually includes most people that are doing podcasts, although that trend is changing. But most people that are techie also get all the phone calls from family and friends. Hey, my printer's broke, or, you know, I can't get my email. You know, that kind of stuff. Or, can you help me set up my new DVD player? You know, stuff like that. And a lot of times, problems like that, you know, for a printer, did you plug it in? Is it turned on? If it's a Wi-Fi printer, did you connect it to your Wi-Fi? You know, all that, just the basic stuff, but you have to go through that because you don't know who you're talking to on the other side. I can usually tell with, you know, in my case, I get most of my inquiries via email. And depending on the terminology that the person uses, I can fairly accurately tell at what level they are, and I can answer appropriately, but sometimes I don't. Then a lot of times I just have to say the equivalent of, did you plug it in? So don't get annoyed with tech support when they ask you basic questions to begin with, because they have to assess who they're talking to. And I know this doesn't directly relate to podcasting, but if you do ask your podcast company or another podcast consultant a question, and they come back with something like that, you know, the equivalent of, did you plug it in? You know, don't get offended, because we have no way of knowing, you know, how far advanced you are. I mean, even with Daniel Lewis, with my problem, he asked me a few of the did you plug it in questions. And, you know, I knew where he was coming from, so I didn't, I wasn't offended or anything. And, you know, he just needed to know that, to know that I knew what I was talking about. Or, you know, maybe he still doesn't think I know what I'm talking about, but that's neither here nor there. Thanks again, Daniel. And like I said, next time tech support asks you, did you plug it in, just tell them yes. That's really all you got to do. And that brings me to the blueberry tip of the week. Actually, this week it's more of a blueberry announcements of the week. Well, I was going to say announcement of the week, but I've got several. So, and of course, I would have done some of those last week, but things got crazy. And of course, this week has been really crazy with all these announcements. So let's start at the top here. PowerPress now supports in-feed fundraising links for certain apps. And what that is, well, there's a post over at the Blueberry blog. PowerPress podcasters can now crowdfund their podcast directly to subscribers. And Blueberry's partnered with Skipcast. That's an iOS podcast application. It's the first of its kind to take donate links from the feed and display them on the podcaster's page while it's playing. So if you've got a podcast and you implement this in your feed in Blueberry, that's right in the PowerPress settings, I think in is it 6.1 or 6.2? Anyway, you should be all up to date. And so whatever you got, PowerPress, it's in there now. The donate links, so you can put in a Patreon link, you can put in a PayPal link, a bunch of other stuff you can put in there. There's some documentation about it. And currently it only works with Skipcast, but just like the subscribe on Android thing and the subscribe by email thing that Blueberry does, it's an open thing and anybody can implement these tags. And any app can use these tags. So there'll be a big donate button if you're listening on Skipcast. And if you press that button, it's going to bring you to my Patreon page. So we're going to try that out. But if not, so be it. And let's see. There's another one. Blueberry partners with Triton Digital to create an audio platform plugin for PowerPress. So Blueberry basically collaborated with this company, Triton Digital, or Triton Digital, and they've got a private WordPress plugin, so you can only get it if you're using PowerPress and you're using the Pro account at PowerPress. So this is not for, you know, normal hosting. This is for people that are using the Blueberry Professional hosting. And it gives you a plug-in that basically integrates with TAP. And I don't exactly remember what TAP means, and I'm not going to have a lot to do with it as far as Blueberry goes, but it just streamlines your operations and in as far as getting advertisers. This is meant for the bigger networks and radio stations, but it's kind of cool. And that should be useful for our enterprise clients over at Blueberry. And maybe some of this will trickle down to the consumer level stuff we do. And maybe then I'll be more involved in it. But that was a press release also out today, or out this last week. And the last one, and one that you're definitely going to want to do, is the Clamor WordPress plugin is now supported by PowerPress. We got together with the Clamor people and made it so that if you're using PowerPress and you have the Clamor sharing plugin for WordPress, it'll put a share clip button right there on the player. So if you're listening to a podcast on that player, and, oh, hey, I want to share that clip. You share that clip, and it opens up the page where you can make your clamor of whatever 8 seconds you or 18 seconds you want to do. So it's pretty slick. I have it on Podcast Help Desk right now. So if you want to clamor any of this, that's where you would do it, right there on the player. And we had a little bit of a bug in PowerPress 6.2, and it caused some theme issues with Appendipity in particular, but some others. But Appendipity themes in particular, it caused the player to be kind of screwed up looking. And Angelo has fixed the problem, and you know, to people that have called in or emailed and said, "Hey, my player screwed up," we've been able to send them a new version of the plugin to try, and it's worked. So Angelo's working on releasing that as I'm recording. It's probably going to be out probably about the same time this episode is out. I was just chatting with him before I started recording, and he says, I'm working on it. It should be tonight at the latest. So hopefully sometime Friday night on the 20th, that 6.2.1 should be out, and that will fix anybody that has an issue with Appendipity themes in the player with PowerPress since the last update. And that brings us to the last segment, where I tell you how you can support the show. Biggest support you can do is send me your questions. You have any questions about podcasting or something you want me to discuss and look up and tell you all I can figure out about it, please do. podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com. Or you can, I believe, if you go to a post page, it's not on the main page. I don't know why it's not there, but I'll make sure it comes back, is the leave a voicemail tab there, and you can leave me a voicemail, and I'll get that. Or better yet, just record it with however you record your podcast, or even just the memo, the voice memo thing on your phone, and send me the file. I love audio feedback, but even text feedback. There's a form on the page, or you can just, like I said, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com. That would be awesome. That would give me some more direction for the show. I mean, I can always come up with stuff, but sometimes it's nice if you guys come up with things. And because of the plugin support for it, and I thought, why not? I signed up for Patreon. So now I have a Patreon page. You can, I believe, go to podcasthelpdesk.com/Patreon. And if you can't, you will be able to. And that will take you to the Patreon page over there. I have not done a video for Patreon yet, but I will. And there's some perks over there. If you sign up at certain levels, I've got some little extras and things we'll throw in the deal for supporting the show. That would be awesome. Of course, you can hit the PayPal donate link right below the Patreon if you just want to do it the old-fashioned way and you know, buy me a beer. Buy me a coffee, whatever. No donation too small, and definitely no donations are too large. Let's try that. I don't really do a lot of advertising. Let's see. You can get your international podcast reviews over at my... I always screw that up. It's mypodcastreviews.com. That's a service by Daniel J. Lewis. And if you click the big purple box on the right sidebar of my site, you will... I don't know what you get extra, but you give me credit for it. So that helps. And... of course, the blueberry thing, if you click the little blue thing there that says Podcaster's Recipe for Success, you can get a free month of either podcast hosting or premium podcast statistics for free, whole month, over at blueberry.com. Or you can use my promo code HELPDESK, one word, HELPDESK, and it does the same thing. Of course, Christmas shopping is coming up, so... you're going to go to Amazon and shop and want to throw me a little of that action, click on the big Amazon banner there on the right sidebar of podcasthelpdesk.com, and we can get a little money, and it doesn't cost you any more. And actually, it gives me a gift card at Amazon, so I am hoping that builds up enough to where I can afford some cool new gadget, something like that. And, of course, I got a link to DreamHost. Got a deal over with them. Check out Two Thumbs Up Media. It's a curated podcast directory. You can also take our survey. I always like to have a little information about my audience. So there's a Raw Voice survey button there on the sidebar. Okay, enough of me doing that. You could have skipped this whole segment. That's why I put it all at the end. So anyway, got to say that at least once. This will be it for this episode. I will attempt to put out an episode next week with the holiday weekend. I don't believe I've got anything planned on next Friday, so it should work out fine. So I plan on having an episode. If you want to check out my other podcasts, I've got Mike Dell's World over at MikeDell.com, and I'm in the middle of National Podcast Posting Month. And the deal with that is to do 30 episodes in 30 days. Of course, I count Podcast Help Desk episodes and Geek of the North episodes as episodes. So there won't be 30 Mike Dell's Worlds, but there'll be 30 of everything I do. So, and then, of course, there's Geek of the North, which is over on the Modern Life Podcasting Network. So check that out. I just did a show about Great Lakes shipping and some of the technology that is used in shipping and getting the ships between the lakes at different levels, and a lot of interesting stuff over there. That's geekofthenorth.com is a shortcut, but it's over at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. So, anyway, catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.